Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dale and Claire are going their separate ways in a shock to no one. It's Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about the season of The Bachelorette where Claire blew up The Bachelorette and decided just a couple episodes into filming that Dale was the one for her, and she felt it was love at first sight. Same with Dale. They fell head over heels. She blew off all the other guys. He proposed way early. We all said, whoa. And then Dale made it Instagram official. It's funny because there have been rumors circulating for a while. And I love this. One insider notes that Dale cares deeply about Claire, but feels like he's rushing into something he's unsure about. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah, but I think anyone could have seen it coming. So few of these reality show romances work out anyway, but that one happening so quick.
Yeah.
You also have Claire, who clearly is like, I am ready to get married and have kids. We talked about her being the oldest bachelorette, and that was just a big theme of not even her season, but her two or three episodes. And then Dale, quite a bit younger and experiencing fame for the first time
right.
when that thing comes out. So yes. She's like, we're going to live in Sacramento and have kids. And he's like, I'm famous for the first time in my life.
I'm famous and I'm not leaving New York City, which apparently was the biggest issue. She's in Sacramento taking care of her mom, and he didn't want to leave New York because, yeah, he's walking around the streets, totally recognizable and famous. I'm sad for her because she kind of threw away her shot on The Bachelorette and just, you know, focused on him from day one. But also, I wonder if ABC paid them a ton of money to make this a storyline, because I have not believed it from the beginning. I don't know.
I don't think that. I don't think that at all.
Well, then I feel sorry for her. Netflix announced that, I don't know, because last year was so weird, they exceeded expectations and ended 2020 with 204 million subscribers. Because we basically had nothing better to do. And final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I know that Kim and Kanye's relationship has been off limits for a lot of the seasons, but the breakdown of their marriage is going to be a major storyline for the final season.
Hmm. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
And apparently the two of them have stopped going to counseling. So look for another Claire and Dale announcement. It's actually not like Claire and Dale at all. Look for another announcement soon. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:30. More online at 198.com. Lance Hildebrand has traffic up next.
Are you feeling me? Let's do something.
Brat Pack reunion or old Muppet Show episode streaming? What do you think? Entertainment Schmig brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and pay nothing to get started. What do you want to hear about first?
Well, I want to hear about the old Muppet shows,
yeah,
but
I know
think
you do.
I think the Brat Pack reunion is the bigger story.
Okay, this is something that's being floated by Rob Lowe. He said, there is not enough in the world to make fun of. I think the Brat Pack should volunteer. So he's talking about getting a Brat Pack reunion together, something maybe offbeat and quirky like a cartoon. He doesn't know, but he said, why not? How about Brat Pack as Big Brother? Now let's look at this. Ooh. Okay, you have Rob, Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, Robert Downey Jr., though. I mean, he might be a little busy. Matt Dillon, he's got some free time. Ralph Macchio, I mean, he's got Cobra Kai going on.
Are those all Brat Packers? Is Ralph Macchio considered a Brat Packer?
I mean, he's kind of like an outlier, you know, but Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, definitely in the Brat Pack. I don't know. People are getting excited about it. I don't know if anything will happen, but yeah, we could use a Brat Pack reunion right now. And Kevin could use the classic episodes of The Muppet Show coming to Disney Plus February 19th.
Awesome.
So, if you I mean, gosh, I lived for that show. So, and I think they have all the Muppet movies on Disney Plus.
That was a great show because of just the silliness and all the cool guest stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big celebrities on The Muppet Show. It'll be interesting to just watch a couple episodes and see how that's aged. We tried that when Mr. Rogers was on Amazon. My kids, like, couldn't get past the fact that it was in black and white the first few seasons. It's like, okay.
You started at the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, season one. I was like, I don't think I've seen these. Well, I'll be watching them for the first time. You watched a repeat of This Is Us last night, though. They have been doing real time, and the stories are playing out in the COVID era. They're wearing masks on the show, which is a way that they can film during COVID. But there was a repeat last night, and there will be a repeat next week because of the COVID surge in Los Angeles. They've had to delay for a few weeks. And mixed feelings on this season. Some people love it and do not miss an episode. Other people have said to me, TV for me is an escape, and I love This Is Us, even though, you know, it makes you cry a lot. They said, it's just too real. I don't want to be watching a show that talks about COVID. Mm. I'm trying to get away from COVID.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they will... they're going to push back just a little bit with that. And there's a Willy Wonka prequel in the works.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like an actor?
No.
Oh.
But how Willy Wonka comes to be creepy, depending on how you think of him. I feel like Gene Wilder's character less creepy than Johnny Depp.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on it. Release date has been set, but it's they're keeping all the plot details under wraps. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at 198.com, the 630 Schmig in podcast form at our website and radio.com, wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Lance is up next with a look at traffic.
We go together better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you bound.
And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love to let my guard down. And then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Celebrity birthdays for January 20th. Kevin says them, we guess them. Kevin, who do we have today?
Oh, we're going to start off with Baldwin's own Evan Peters. You know him best from American Horror Story and also as Quicksilver in the X-Men movies. How old is Evan?
Hey, St. Louis. This is Evan Peters.
Let's go, Blues!
That was one of my favorite ones that we got for 24 Hours of Gloria. Evan Peters, 35.
Is he that old? 32.
33. 34. 34. All right. This guy was the second man on the moon. He's quite the adventurer. How old is Buzz Aldrin?
You press on, especially when they tell me that I just set a record. The oldest guy to the South Pole.
I think his voice kind of gives away his age a little bit.
30.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what I think you're close. I think you're close.
83?
86.
85.
91.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Go Buzz.
All right. Your next birthday is a favorite of one of our favorite comedians, Greg Warren. He's the star of Renegade. How old is Lorenzo Lamas?
For a tough guy, you sure do a lot of talking.
Lorenzo Lamas.
The host of Hot or Not.
That's right. Yeah.
With the laser pointer.
Hot.
Ding.
62. 60.
63.
63 is correct.
Wow. Loves Lamas, Lance.
And this one is for you, Jen, because he's one of your favorite stars of The Office. Oh. How old is Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson?
The eyes are the groin of the head.
He went on to do so much, like positive stuff. I think he works with Upworthy, and he's one of the guys behind Kid President.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of fitting on Inauguration Day.
What's Kid President?
Oh, man. We're going to have to stop down and do a whole break on that tomorrow.
What is it?
He's
is it also tomato sauce?
No. That was Rotel. Oh. Tim learning all sorts of stuff today.
Yeah.
Look up Kid President on YouTube. He's really cute. He's gotten a lot older now. I think his voice has changed. But, yeah. Okay. So let's see. Dwight Schrute.
52.
Yeah, I think you're right. 55
is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Nice job.
Check out Kid President on YouTube. It'll make you feel happy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.